In this bulletin, COVID-19 threatening Indigenous communities in western New South Wales, long testing queues on day one of ACT's lockdown, and in sport, a review finds a standalone Tasmanian AFL team would be difficult to sustain. Good afternoon. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. More COVID-19 vaccines are en route to vulnerable Indigenous communities in western New South Wales as the virus continues to creep into the regions. The state's recorded 390 new locally acquired cases, with a number in Dubbo and Walgett. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says an additional 8,000 vaccines are being sent to Walgett, where about 80% of the 6,500 residents are Aboriginal.
Is it a serious issue for the local community? Yes, it is, very much so, because the ICU in a hospital, in a place like that, is nowhere near what we would expect in Sydney. So that's why the entire New South Wales Health Service is on high alert and is asking the community up there to definitely stay at home.
And a Sydney man whose parents died after contracting COVID-19 is calling for people to abide by health rules and get vaccinated. Khalil Ibrahim has told SBS Arabic 24 his mum was a cancer survivor who'd successfully fought the disease for 4 years. He says the virus poses a real threat and that people shouldn't listen to those who suggest it isn't dangerous.
Please, please do the vaccine. Don't listen to anyone. You love you. Loved ones, your parents. I've been 7 days, I haven't slept yet. My eyes are not closing. I can't. Please do the vaccine. Don't listen to anybody.
And 7 new locally acquired coronavirus infections have been detected in Queensland. All of the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster, were in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. There are now 158 active infections in Queensland. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland authorities are worried that COVID-19 clusters in New South Wales are continuing to expand beyond Sydney.
The last thing we want to see is this virus spread north, the virus spread south and spread across the nation. So it's absolutely imperative that that New South Wales contains this virus. We wish them all the very best. But of course, we still remain concerned and we're looking forward to getting that update from New South Wales at National Cabinet later on this afternoon.
And testing capacity is being increased in the ACT as people rush to get tested for the virus. The ACT has recorded 2 new COVID-19 cases, with Canberra's outbreak growing to 6. There have been waiting times of between 4 and 6 hours at testing sites, and last night some people were turned away. Chief Minister Andrew Barr has appealed for people without symptoms and who've not been identified as close contacts to stay at home. He says there will be an opportunity to get tested in coming days.
We understand that there'll be many people who are anxious and want to get the peace of mind of a negative test result. But the priority right now is to test the close contacts and anyone who has symptoms.
Friends and colleagues of an Australian journalist detained in China for a year have launched a new campaign to urge for her immediate release. Today marks 12 months since Cheng Lei, whose family has maintained her innocence, was detained in Beijing on suspicion of illegally communicating state secrets. The television news anchor was a high-profile presenter on the state-run China Global Television Network before her arrest. Prominent journalists have co-signed an open letter calling for Ms. Cheng to be returned to Australia so she can be reunited with her family, while the National Press Club and its US equivalent are also urging the Chinese government to release her. To sport now, and an independent report's found there's a strong case for a Tasmanian AFL and AFLW team. It found that relocating an existing team or setting up a joint venture with a Victorian club would be more sustainable than adding a 19th franchise. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says the state wants a standalone club and doesn't view a joint venture with a Victorian side as an option. Let's take a look at what the weather's doing for Saturday. In Perth, 20 degrees and partly cloudy. Adelaide and Melbourne, mostly sunny and 18. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 15 degrees. Fine weather in Canberra, a top of 15. Much the same for Wollongong, 21 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 21 degrees. Possible shower, 23 in Brisbane, 27 in Cairns with showers, and 33 degrees sunny for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.